So we've got two new kittens.
Have they? Because last time I spoke to you, they hadn't met.
They've met. Oh, my God.
Fighting?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Oh, it's so funny. So one of them will be sitting watching themselves. You go, so there's Zazie and Winnie. And so Zazie was there first. Now Winnie's arrived. Zazie came from Cranbourne. Winnie came from Armstrong Creek. Where'd you go? Pick them up.
Armstrong Creek.
Armstrong Creek's near Geelong.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the woman there did a great job. She's a cat foster person.
No, that's not good. Yeah, yeah. we got Torty from a relocating, what do you call it?
They're all kind of attached to animal homes and stuff. And so we kept them. Karen's watched all these videos and bought a book on how to cats, introducing cats. And so they would eat, they would look at each other through a glass door.
Yeah.
And then they would eat together at the same time.
Yeah.
And then you bring them out and then give them some food together. But they just punch on. It's like, you don't know whether to break them
and
up.
And Bill goes...
And like a cartoon and they get in that big mess, that big...
A big ball, yeah.
But because Winnie, the woman who brought up Winnie, the foster mum, said, you cannot leave, promise me this, you cannot leave Winnie alone at night. Because Winnie's used to people and other cats. So Kieran's like, oh, well, I'm going to sleep in the study with Winnie.
Oh, wow.
And then...
Commitment.
So then she's there for a bit, but, you know, it's not ideal. And so the youngest kids slept in there, and they loved it. They loved sleeping in there with a cat because, you know, it's something different. It's like camping.
Yeah,
you know? And then there was a lot of complaining. They didn't want to do it. You know, one of them went to their bed in the night because they couldn't sleep. You know what I mean? Yeah, they did it several nights, and then... Kieran's like, I don't want to do it. I can't do it. I'm too tired. So I said, oh, God, I'll do it.
So you're doing it.
I did it once.
And what happened?
What happened was you're lying on a mattress.
Shout on your pillow.
No. You're lying on a mattress and that's, you know what? It's kind of nice because it's kind of very dark in the study or the playroom. And it's kind of, it's very airy. You know what I mean? There's no clothes or anything. It's kind of airy. But I woke up in the middle of the night and the cat was like sitting on my pillow. It was like just, you know, and then would walk across, you know.
Oh, yeah, walk across your face.
Yeah.
Oh, a standard issue for a cat. It's just a power thing. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then to give it credit, it went to sleep. But it sleeps up on a table, on a cushion or something. But then at 6, you hear this, boom-oomph. And then it jumps down and then in the tray. And then it's like,
it goes really fast and it stops and they go. And then you look at them, they go, look of contentment on their face. Either they're punching one out.
Yeah.
Or they're,
What makes me laugh is, though, that with the kittens that... So Zazie will go on the tray and be doing... And then the other one will just stand there and stare at it. Give the cat a break, all right?
Yeah.
Who wants to be...
But he's shitting in his tray.
Well, yeah, but they kind of... But that's the kind of... They eat from each other's bowls and then they started, to poo in each other's trays and...
Yeah. Well...
Oh, God.
What's that George Clooney story?
Oh, yeah, we've told that before about the guy who replaced the tray with a human poo. That's funny.
And then the guy thought that cat, and he was taking the real shit away every day, and then he did a human one.
And put it in the tray.
And the guy got up and goes, oh, my God, I could see where the cat, you know.
That's constipated.
Poor thing. I must have been pretty cruel. Anyway.
They're lots of fun cats. They're very cute, though. Cute.
They're cute, and do you have a little, you know, stick with the thing on the end of it?
Yeah, I've got heaps around. Of them.
Yeah, have you got a clawing pole?
No, they just use a couch.
Okay, and the other big question is, when you are naked, does it stare at your genitalia?
Yes.
Does it think that it's
like
some
a
sort
weapon?
Of, it's like it's a predatory thing. I'm going to, you know, in the middle of the night, I'm going to take that thing down.
Yeah.
I'm going to chew that thing. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to kill it like a little bird.
I think I'm going to sleep in there again tonight.
No. Oh, and so are they getting up your shirt yet?
No, they don't do that. They don't do that. It's good because... Now that they've got each other, they kind of concentrate on each other.
Yeah, so that's
you're,
a good
you're
thing.
Like spectators.
They'll be sleeping together before you know it.
Yeah,
now, just hang on. One question, though. Is it male or female?
Female.
Well, they could get into that sort of thing. You never know.
They're both neutered. Yeah, but
sorry.
Crazy. But you're suggesting I've got lesbian cats. And well, that'd be fine.
Other big tip, don't buy food from a supermarket.
No, we get proper food.
A bit of normal food, bit of real meat, meat and vegetable. And the dried food, it'll do their kidneys in. You got to watch out. I mean, talk to your vet.
Oh yeah,
because I am.
Well,
a vet.
You know, with some of our cats, we had where they would come and beg at the table while you're eating. which these cats don't do, because we haven't. But our other cat would come and try and occasionally jump up, you know.
Yeah, and we had one cat would walk across the middle of the table. Oh, that's you're annoying. Going, you know, and then put its ass in your face, going, you know, you need to pay me some attention.
Can you remind me of a story? It was when we lived in a shared house. There was a few cats there, and there was a cat called Kitty who was kind of feral. And one time I had my fish and chips, and it just came up, reached up, grabbed the bit of fish, and ran off with it.
I got to pay that. I pay that.
Everyone started laughing like, oh, fuck. So sorry then, for you. I've lost my bit of flake.
Did you pick your flake up and just eat the cat
No,
bit?
It took the whole thing.
It took the whole thing.
And ran off with it.
God, you know.
Oh, you don't want that. Anyway, I think I can hear the music.
Yeah.
Somehow related now, please welcome your hosts Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
A cat fight near your house is always, you hear it starts and then like you say.
What about possums fighting?
Yeah.
Pretty sure I heard a possum and a rat fighting in my roof once. It's like, oh God.
And then you hear them
squealing and whistling. And
I'm thinking of possums running across, because we have them running right across the top of them.
Because
they're shitting themselves up there or something. I don't know.
What's going on? Anyway, welcome to the podcast. It's pretty simple. If anyone has joined the first time, we get two topics, and we're going to work out how they're related. And we're told at the end by Sam, our virtual assistant.
Yeah, who I reckon she's probably a cat lover.
Are you saying she's a cat lady?
I'm not saying she's a cat lady.
What? I mean,
Flanagan describe herself as a cat lady?
She's got one cat and two dogs. So
yeah,
to be
she's
a
not
cat,
a cat lady. Cat lady, no. And that means what? Above
how many?
Five? More than three.
I reckon more than three.
Yeah.
I reckon you go around to someone's house, you got one cat. You're not a cat lady. Two cats.
Two cats, fine. Three.
Three.
You'll forgive that, you know. And they're probably throwing a few other random animals in there. Yeah. Three, and we've got two dogs.
Budgie.
And we've got a llama, and we've got,
a parrot. Yeah, more than three, you're a cat lady.
I would say. You know, but if it's giving them joy and comfort.
They're great company.
They are incredible company. And they lie on the couch. They spend the day the way you would like to spend your day.
Yeah.
Lying back in the sun, you know.
Licking their...
They get
food brought to them.
What's that, Steve Martin? I gave the cat a bath last night. Geez, that fur gets all over your tongue.
That's right.
So,
let's get our topics. What are they, Sam?
Tom Cruise and the number 33.
Wow. What?
33.
We've never done this before.
Well, no, you'd hope not. I mean, we've never talked about Tom Cruise.
We've never talked about Tom Cruise. And we've never had a number as a...
Oh, yeah, no, we haven't. Three. No. It's a lucky number, but it's 33. And what is it? 333? I know that's 666, the number of the beast.
Yeah, no, 33.
33.
Do you want to talk about 33 first?
33. Yeah, sure.
That's my waist size. I'm a 33.
Oh, my God, I'm 40.
Oh, it wasn't a competition.
How fat am I?
Yeah.
33. What were you doing at 33?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm trying to think of what I was doing.
Oh, that's a really good question.
Oh, I didn't have any kids.
I was 33. I was 30.
Oh, I would have known you.
87.
I didn't know you.
So
I'm almost you, yeah?
Oh, it was big time for me. Comedy Company.
Comedy Company.
I was 31 doing the Comedy Company, 32. So I was, you know, overworked and enjoying.
Underpaid.
No, I was paid quite well, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't believe how much money I was
getting. Back in those days.
So what were you doing at 33?
I was doing comedy. I started comedy when I was 24. I reckon I was doing Triple R radio and maybe working on Full Frontal.
Eventually,
I was one of the head writers. Yeah, I reckon I was doing that. I was definitely working on Full Frontal when I was 33, because that went from about I can't remember, but it went
Full Frontal. I can tell you,
90s.
Full Frontal.
93.
Fast Forward started in 89,
and it only went for 4 years, didn't it?
Yeah. And I did some work on Full Frontal too.
I used to write with you.
Yeah.
I can remember one of the sketches we wrote together.
Oh, really?
Well, I think you just came with the idea, and because you didn't know how to work the computer, I would tie them up and get a credit. There was a guy.
D-O.
Yeah, this one went to where? There was a guy. D-O, no G-R. There was a guy playing in a slot machine place, like a penny pal, a time zone.
Yeah.
And he's playing one of those driving games, like and then a windscreen wiper guy comes in and does the windscreen, you know.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. And that was it?
That was it.
Take the rest of the day off.
All right.
You ride that in the morning. It's a good job. And then go home. Yeah, job done. Well, what else is 33? 33.
Temperature. Do you like 33?
Okay.
A bit hot for me.
If I said I'm going to give you a day, do you want 33? You've got a choice between one. 33 or 13?
No, 33.
You go 33. What about 33 or
66? I'd go 33.
I think 33.
What's the perfect temperature, you reckon?
25?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and 33 is getting a bit hot. I mean,
starting to sweat.
You can't be leaving your kids in the car leave your kids in the car at all, obviously. But that's in your car. If you left a loaf of bread in your car when it was 33, oh God, I can't believe I'm doing this joke. When you come back, it's probably toast. It's a Daryl Summers.
Tell you what, though, great, great temperature for the beach.
Lovely temperature for the beach.
The best.
Not a great temperature at night.
Not too hot.
Yeah. But I reckon Darwin is either 33, 34, or 35 the entire year.
Yeah, I was in Alice Springs on Saturday night.
How was it? See, cold nights and pretty
so
cold.
So cold.
So cold. Probably least zero.
Unbelievable.
Least zero.
We were doing a gig in a great place called Monty's. Me and some local comics, John McBride. Anyway, they were great. And, you know, I'm there walking around in my shirt during the day. It's so beautiful. It's like 18, 19. You know, I'm from Melbourne where it's been 12.
Yeah.
You know, may have got up to 20. I go to this gig. 7:30, have dinner. Oh, it's pretty warm. Kids to about 9. I'm like, I feel like I'm in Antarctica.
What time did it get? You got cold when?
Oh, about 8:30.
Cold. See, this is what I call desert weather. I say to Selena, meaning it's warm in the sun, cold in the shade.
Oh,
like I do Russell Court up there, and it was so cold in the shade, but the sun came out and you'd be fine.
God, there were so many Russell Courts up there. Just types, you know what I mean? Those Russell Coy types. Interesting, Alice Springs. A lot of those kind of Russell Coy types, but a lot of kind of I don't know if you call them hipsters, but they're a bit alternative.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's a lot of teachers and health workers and...
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of Alice Springs. We've filmed a lot up around there and you know... what's the McDonald? What are the ranges near there?
Yeah, the McDonald range.
Yeah, I mean, they cut a real line, don't they?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh. Incredible.
Okay.
Went to the market on Sunday. Got recognised by a lot of people that said, oh, I heard you were in town. Didn't go to your show, but good to see you that you're here. Thanks, cheers.
People are pretty friendly.
33.
What is the speed of a LP record?
33 and 45 is a single.
45 is a single. That's right. That's right.
And there's another one too from old records, 12. Anyway.
And 33 is the number of revolutions per minute.
33... Yeah. It's a good age, 33.
It's a great age.
Don't you reckon it's a good age?
Because you wouldn't have been married, but I was in a relationship.
With Kieran, yeah. I was in a relationship.
Yeah, I was in a relationship.
No kids.
Yeah. It's a good age because your body hasn't started to break down mine has. And, you know, you can still do most things. I mean, mind you, I can still do most things. I can still surf, still play golf. I can still go on a 3-day bender with Mick Malloy. I mean, you know.
God.
Yeah. Okay, have you ever lived at them at 33? I haven't.
No.
33. Is there any famous footballers, number 33, AFL?
There must be.
Ron Brassey, 31.
Patrick Dangerfield, 35. I only know the Geelong players. Cam Guthrie, 29.
Tim Watson, I think, 32.
All right. There must be a 33.
Robert Harvey, 35.
Cyril Rioli? Was he 33? He's a legend.
Probably, I don't know. I haven't grabbed there. God, what temperature does water boil at?
Not 33. It'd be higher than that, wouldn't it? Like 40, wouldn't it? I don't know. Pretty high.
Hang on. What temperature is our body?
No. Oh, well, I took it yesterday at their nursing home to visit mum. 26.5. 36.5. Actually, yeah, it's around 30s.
It's around 30s, but if you're 36.5.
Yeah. What would you eat? What 33 of? Could you eat 33 of something?
If it was small.
French fries?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'd be more than 33 in there, wouldn't there?
What about... Potato chips, yeah. Twisties, yeah.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't eat, for example, 33 lollies, would you?
No.
No. I reckon I could have a crack.
But one of the things that people eat a lot of, is it hot dogs?
Oh, yeah, they have those hot dog eating competitions.
Yeah, I know they had one in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And,
I've been the pancake one. Pancake eating competition.
How'd you feel afterwards?
No, terrible, and I didn't win.
God, it'd be nice, though. Not on that.
Initially. Yeah. For the pancake parlour.
But I reckon if you were in a Frankfurter competition and they were little boys.
Oh, yeah.
33 would be standard issue, wouldn't it?
You'd vomit, though.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh,
I think of 33 10. Frankfurters. Nah, you'd vomit.
I vomit on one. I mean, I don't vomit, but I get heartburn.
Oh, beautiful.
It's terrible.
Could you walk 33 kilometres? Yeah, you probably could.
I could, but it's hard work.
That'd be a day, wouldn't it?
I've got a cracker.
What? I would walk 33 miles an hour.
When
I
was
walk.
Jesus crucified?
He was 33. Wasn't he 33?
Yeah,
I think he was. He was in his 30s.
Ah.
Well, maybe that's it. Tom Cruise.
Maybe
he's got Jesus, you know.
Fantasies. Maybe he thought he was going to only live till 33 or something. Anyway, I can't think what else.
Let's do Tom Cruise. Do you like Tom Cruise in movies?
Oh, look, I've seen him do some great movies. Rain Man, I really enjoyed.
Yeah, he's good.
See,
man.
To me, he plays cocky, good-looking, slightly unlikable really well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Show Me the Money. What film was that?
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. You had me at Hello.
He's great in that.
Yeah, he's very good in that.
Oh, he was good in Risky Business in the early days when he was playing like part of the young guys.
Yeah,
he's good in the Mission Impossible films.
There was one dark one that he did, like it was a killer or something. Or was
What about when he wore the mask and all that shit?
In what?
What's Baby's Done a Bad Thing? With Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, no. Oh, no.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, well done. And
some weird
sex
scenes.
Was that David Lynch?
No, it's someone like that. Having a noble moment. Kubrick?
Oh, that sounds good.
Was it Kubrick?
Yeah, no, well done. Yeah.
It was one of them. Yeah. And he had to do scenes 45 times and stuff.
Yeah.
33 times probably.
I saw it and I didn't know what was going on. And then it was very sexual, wasn't
it? Yeah.
And Nicole in the nutty.
This is in the nutty.
She was in the nutty, just wandering around, not being sexual, just wandering around
in
the nutty.
Around in that
with her
house.
Other half, with her husband at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were married.
Yeah.
That's got to be weird.
Like, and what movie did they meet on? They met on the car one, didn't they?
Yeah. Thunder, Blue, Black,
yeah, I think you're right.
Something Thunder.
Dead Calm, no, that wasn't a car.
Dead Calm, that's a great film. I tried to find that the other day. It's not on a streaming. That is a great film.
Yeah, on the boat.
On the boat. And they do some weird...
What's the one where he wears the mask and stuff? And it's...
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. But there's another one too. It was a big flop. It was a big budget one. It was kind of like an action kind of thing. Oh, I can't remember.
He's had some really big stuff, but he's quite intense, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But and it feels to me.
Yeah.
I've never met him. Having said that, I have a photograph with Tom Cruise.
You met the Tom Cruise lookalike.
He went meant to give it away. I was going to say, we can put it on Facebook and you can make up. Maybe Tom Cruise got to meet a Glenn Robbins lookalike.
Maybe.
That's Tom Cruise. So I'll send you the photo.
One of my friends in America, I can't remember who it was, probably not a friend, but someone told me this story. They're playing in like a soccer match with there were a lot of Aussies playing and then they're playing American actors and stuff. And Tom Cruise was playing, and one of the guys fell and smashed broke his leg.
Oh, gee.
And he started going, fuck. And Tom Cruise went up, hey, there's ladies and children present. It's like, fuck off. He's broken his leg, you idiot. Hey, there's ladies and children present. Oh, yeah, mate. Bang. Punch in the face.
Oh, look, I've never met him. I feel for him because it feels to me that he doesn't ever drop his guard.
It feels like
there's no vulnerability.
And when Nicole Kidman, you know what did she say when she split up with him, and then she went on that first Tonight Show, might have been Letterman. She said, oh, it's good to wear heels again.
Yeah, because...
she wasn't allowed to wear heels around him.
She, but he always goes, who was he married to? Mimi Rogers?
Oh, she's great. She's in a show called Bosch. Have you seen Bosch?
No, you often talk about
it. It's on SBS. Yeah. Anyway, she's in that.
She was tall. Taller than him. Nicole, very tall. What's Nicole? 6 foot?
Yeah, I've never met her. But yeah.
I've never met her. Well, no, she's never got to meet us. I'm sure she's a big
listener. Probably listening. Her and Keith.
Yeah.
They probably put this podcast on.
Well, I've done Keith. I mean, not like I've done.
I met Keith.
You met Keith?
Eh?
Have we talked about that? Because I'd like to meet Keith.
He's a good guy. He's just a bogan. He's a bogan from...
He's not a bogan.
He's a bogan from Logan. He's from Queensland.
A bogan from Logan?
He's from... You know Rusty from the Scared Wheel Little Guys?
Yes.
He went to school with him. He went to high school with him. Huh. And they grew up in that area between Gold Coast and Brisbane, like Beenleigh around there. And he
I
was
knew
just,
that he was a... because there's a new biography out on him. And I just
on Keith Urban?
Yes. I just happened
I
to flip
did
through.
The last ever episode of Sean McAuliffe's Channel 9...
You were on with him, were you?
...Tonight Show. You would have... Did you do that? You
no.
would have done that.
No.
And, God, they must have been desperate for guests if I was on. And it was me, Keith Urban, and Ricky Martin. Shebangs. And so he was only on for one segment, and then he had to leave or something. And so Ricky Martin, I go, shebangs, what's that about? And he kept going, me and my beautiful girlfriend, we went for a drive down Great Ocean Road, so beautiful. And then me and my beautiful girlfriend, we had dinner at this restaurant, Sean. It was so beautiful. And then he left, and we came back from the break, and I went, what's he talking about? Is he got a girlfriend?
Really? So you can't do that? You couldn't do that?
You can't do that anymore.
No.
But
why don't we create a special where all because I watch on your show, I see things that are inappropriate. I watch Seinfeld, does it all the time.
My show, you mean Spicks and Specs?
Spicks and Specs.
But imagine some of the stuff you would have said on the panel.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we should cut together a special of things you couldn't say but you did say.
Yeah.
And we can not that you want to bring people down, but you go look.
Bloody funny.
Of its time, it was fine. The other one he was Katie Holmes. She was tall as well.
Is she tall?
I think she's...
She looks short.
No, I think she's tall. Who was the one that he jumped on the couch with? Katie Holmes.
That's Katie Holmes. She's from Dawson's Creek.
Oprah.
What happened to Katie Holmes? Does she act anymore?
I think she's probably, you know... Look up IMDb.
She had a kid with him.
Did she?
They had kids, didn't they? Katie Holmes?
Because he adopted with Nicole, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
Mimi, he didn't have any.
No. I'm sure she had a kid with Katie Holmes. Should we ask Sam?
Yes, ask Sam.
Sam, did Tom Cruise have a kid with Katie Holmes?
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes welcomed Suri Cruise on April 18th, 2006.
Oh, wow, yes, Suri, of course.
Yeah, 2006.
So that kid would be a teenager now.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So is Sam being really, what's the word? Oh, I was going to say, what's the word? What's the crosswords?
Facetious.
Cryptic.
She'd cryptic. Be,
because you've got Sam,
yeah.
You've got Suri, and you've got Siri.
Yeah.
Maybe Sam's on something. I don't know. maybe Sam is 33 years old.
But also Suri at the time was probably a cool kind of interesting name. Now it's too similar to Siri.
Yeah.
It's like, and so people at school be going, hey, Siri.
Yeah.
What's the bloody capital of, you know, Thailand, mate? Uh-huh. Suri bore a girl.
Girl.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Suri. It doesn't,
nah, not a great
it
name.
It sounds like Uri. Sounds like,
I wonder what they're... What they still get on all right, Katie Holmes and...
Well, you'd like to think so.
I hope so. He'd be intense, though.
He would be intense.
I think she was pretty... The whole Scientology thing really was full on.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing about Tom Cruise. When you do a movie with him... They have he has to have a Scientology tent.
Really?
Yeah. Where they offer massages and
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Someone I know did a film with him and said there was a Scientology tent and you go in there, you get a massage, but also you get a personality test and, you know.
Do they connect you up to something for the personality?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I remember there was a place in the city.
Yeah, you could go.
You could go.
Yeah.
I mean, surely in your days, you've done a radio segment where you know. All I'll say is, if it's making you happy and you're not hurting anybody, Scientology. But is it a culty?
Yeah.
Is it like are people getting hurt? Are people being exploited?
Oh, people are definitely.
Once you go in, you can't get out.
Very hard to get out, and you've got to give up some of your money. And it's based on the teachings of L. Ron Hubbard, who was like.
And it's all about aliens.
Yeah, if you read what they base their stuff on, it's crazy. It's certifiable.
But all, aren't, I don't know, I'm going to start a war here. Aren't all religion stories kind
yeah.
of... But they're all a bit, they're all crazy.
Well, like the Mormons, for example, believe that when Jesus died and went to heaven, he didn't die. He actually, he went to America and talked to the Native Americans. And that's where they got their religion from.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
You know, so he had one with aliens. You know, if of all of them, they should have plausibility test.
Well, okay, who are the other famous Scientologists in show business? Go.
John Travolta.
Very good.
That's the best I got, I
Peggy
reckon.
From Mad Men, Elizabeth... From,
oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She was, but see, she was brought up a Scientologist. So her parents were Scientologists. Beck, the singer, do you know Beck, who sang, I'm a loser, baby.
No.
So why don't you kill me?
That's a game for Scientologist or not on your quiz show.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think
he had dyslexia or has dyslexia. Yeah. Or that he claims that, oh, hang on. Does he claim that he cured it through Scientology, or he
possibly?
What was
the controversy? He had to go at someone for
denounced psychiatry for someone taking antidepressants. I think
yes,
it was.
Yes, after the birth of their child,
they had postnatal depression. Yeah,
yeah, that's yeah. bad. You can't.
Was
that's
he...
why they were very the Cruises were very suspicious on Nicole because her dad's a psychiatrist or a mum, and he called it out and
yeah.
said. This is all Nicole, this is all bullshit.
God, it's hard, isn't it? Family stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, Mr. Kidman, how you going? Woo!
I'm good.
Hey,
I'm good.
Hey,
real good.
Hey.
Enthusiastic. Yeah, feeling good. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Love it. Oh, yeah. Woo! Woo! Okay. I got to admit, he's got a million-dollar smile.
He does.
He has a great smile. Because recently the Top Gun 2 has come out. And yeah. people are loving it.
I
know other people are saying it's wall-to-wall cliche, but you go, that's what the film is, isn't
it? It is.
Yeah.
I didn't like the first one, I got to say.
I don't really like it either.
I'm not going to say it. Well, it's very hard to find out what's happening.
Yeah.
As I was talking to the great Brian Mannix last night from the Uncanny X-Men, he was on Spicks and Specs with me, and he was dressed up as someone, and he went and saw it, and he said, it's shit. He goes, with those films with jets in it, they've always got to have the pilot go, there's someone right behind me. I can see them. Because he goes, you can't tell what the fuck's going on unless the pilot tells you what's going on. Okay, I'm going to do a loop-de-loop, and then I'm going to fly down into that volcano. It's like, well, thank fuck you told me, because I don't know what's going on, mate. That was Brian's observation, and it's true.
I got to admit, whenever you're in a helicopter or like a small plane, and you get to talk into the thing,
you sound
important.
Yes, we're going to be landing on time there, pilot.
Yeah. I told you the thing I used to do, didn't I? This is really pathetic. But remember back in the day, if you went on some, I think I've told this story before, some airlines, they didn't give you electronic earphones. They gave you little tubes.
Yeah, that's a long, and you put it in your car.
Yeah, and I put it in the car, and I would speak into one end, and you'd put them in your ears. I'd say, welcome,
Jesus
and I'd go,
Christ.
Welcome to our trip to Northcote today. We'll be heading. Okay, I didn't have a lot on.
That
Glenn
Robbins a bit of a joker.
A bit weird.
No, you'd be thinking, oh, this will impress the ladies.
Here we go. Was he not member of the Brat Pack?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Who else? Name some people from the Brat Pack.
Matt Dillon.
Oh, yeah, good one. Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe, Matt Dillon, Emilio Estevez.
It's a yes.
Charlie Sheen.
God, you're good. Demi Moore?
Yes, there were the females, weren't there?
Yeah. James Spader.
Oh, Spader. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke?
Oh, you're
Ethan
good.
Hawke?
Yeah.
I met him once.
Did you?
I had lunch with him. I had to interview him for some film festival.
Had lunch with him?
Yeah, we went to Movida.
Movida.
We had lunch, and then we went into the cinema next door, and I interviewed him because he'd made a film.
You said you had lunch with him.
Yeah, he was there. I had lunch with
him. At the lunch?
He was at Ethan Hawke was at the lunch.
What did he have?
Well, we all just, the guy goes, I am going to bring out my favourite dishes.
Movida's really good. I don't know. It's at airports now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's at airport. There's one at Lawn. Yeah. He was pretty good. And then the barman's like, hey, I've got his book over here. Can you get him to sign it? I'm like,
God, here we go.
Okay, and so we all get up to leave. I forgot all about it. He goes, Dave, the book. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. Okay. Ethan, can you see? He's like, yeah, but he loved it.
Of course.
Because that's not his acting. That's his book that he wrote.
Was it a novel or something, was it?
He told some funny stories. He said, are you aware of David O. Russell? So David O. Russell is a famous director who directed Three Kings. You ever seen Three Kings? The George Clooney movie set in the desert?
No.
He directed quite a few things, and he was at a breakfast buffet once in Hollywood or somewhere, or I don't know, David O. Russell, the director, was there, and And he'd asked him to be in a movie, and he said no or something like that. And so David O. Russell waves at him, and Ethan waves back right from across the thing. Mm. And then the waiter comes up and goes, David O. Russell has wanted you to have this dish. And he said it was a banana peeled with two scoops of ice cream, like dick and balls.
Jeez, pay that.
And he looked up at him, and David O. Russell just gave him the finger. It's like, what? What? What?
What's your problem?
Well, he didn't want to do his movie, so he gave him the...
Oh, I see.
He's giving him the bloody...
giving him the... Oh, what do you... Stick this up your ass.
How funny is that?
God. Anyway. He's got too much time in his hands. Anyway. Tom Hawk, Cruise.
Great actor.
What are you... Tom Cruise, have we said that he's short?
He's short.
Maybe that... Maybe...
Is was the, he Daryl Summers? Height?
Is he...
Grant Denyer? Or is he Rove?
Manus?
Rove. I reckon he's Rove.
Who's the shortest Australian celebrity?
Grant Denyer.
Is he?
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon.
Daryl's not that short.
No.
Rove's not that short.
No. They're kind of... But Grant is...
Grant's top of the cake. Yeah. Put him on a cake. He's a nice guy, Grant Denyer.
Great guy.
Yeah, lovely guy.
Great guy.
But I always, when I see Tom, I always have a sneaky look for the heels.
Yeah.
And he does. He'll wear a heel. I mean, fair enough.
Sampang? Short.
Are you... He's not short.
I just like saying it. Hughesy, short.
Sean McAuliffe, really short.
Short man.
Yeah, no, short.
He's quite big, actually.
Yeah, no, Sean's like taller than me.
Yeah, he's tall.
What are you?
I'm 6'1". But you're taller than me. Straight.
I'm 1'8". I'm just under 6.
I think I've shrunk.
I'm getting shorter.
Well, let's have some thinking music. Enough of Tom Cruise.
Well, we could have that. Oh, let's have the trailer from Top Gun 2.
No, thanks.
Why?
Why don't we do a make-believe?
Come on. Or what about... what's the song he sings? What's the song he sings?
That's great. You've lost that loving feeling.
Because when I was at the charity gig...
Did that guy get up and sing it?
He got up and sang it. The lookalike got up and sang it. And then they went around the room and they went to one of our confused celebrities. And Tom and I were there. Tom Gleisner and I were there. And Glenn Robbins and I got up and went, "You've lost that love and feeling." And Tom actually pulled me down. He actually pulled me back into my seat. Said I was
I was
being embarrassing. Come on, there's other things. Or 30, we could play a 33 album.
Three.
We could play 30.
Why don't we do a make believe with Tom Cruise? You play Tom Cruise, because I wonder is he that intense all the time? You know what I mean?
Like he went to the doctor or something.
Yeah. Or he's having a tradie over and, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'll be the tradesman, you be Tom Cruise, all right?
So, and I'm a bit intense.
I reckon you're intense.
Yeah, a bit intense. Okay.
You wonder if he's like that with baristas and...
Right, okay. But you're a plumber and okay.
You've got a blocked toilet.
Okay. So I'm at home and you knock at the door.
Yeah, okay. You have a doorbell. Okay. G'day, mate.
Oh, man. I am so, so happy to see you.
Yeah.
I have a problem with my, I don't want to say a rude word here, my WC, my...
shit of mine.
Well, hey. Let's just call it a toilet, okay?
Okay.
I got a problem with my toilet. Now, what do you do?
Oh, well, I'll have a look at it. I'll probably unblock it.
Are you a plumber?
I'm a plumber.
I love what you do. Let me get this straight. Hang on. That's my phone.
Is that your agent calling?
My agent will get that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Listen, what I like about what you do is you get water and you get pipes and you make water go wherever you want it to go.
I gotta
jump on something when I think of that.
No, don't jump on the cistern, all right? That's going to damage it,
okay,
all right?
But I like to jump up and down.
Yeah, all right, Tom. Okay. Now, is this the toilet that's blocked?
This is the toilet that's blocked. And what's blocked? I didn't do that. I did not.
You didn't. Who? What happened there?
I don't know. I think the dog might have done it. I don't know. But,
now, are you going to pay me cash today, or?
I am going to show you the money.
Yeah, go on.
Do you get it? Do you get that?
Yeah,
name the film. Name that film.
It's Jerry Maguire.
Hey, I like you, man. I love this. You remember my names in my films. This is good. So you're able to do the job for me?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be honest with you. Do you want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
Can you handle the truth, or?
I want the truth. You can't handle it. Okay, because, you know, I did that with Jack Nicholson, right?
I remember. It was a good movie.
And he said, you can't handle the truth. And I think that was my line.
There were people on the wire or something.
Yeah.
But there's no wire involved in here. What you got, someone has put too much toilet paper down the toilet, so I'm just going to have to unblock it.
How long is it going to take you?
Because
I got another movie. I'm working on another movie. I feel the need for speed.
Oh, you want me to be quick. All right, well, here we go. I'll just use the plunger. You ready? Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yep.
6.
That's got it. That's got
man.
It.
You, I got to say, you complete me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what I got to say. Normally, most people aren't this complimentary or intense with my work.
I feel a connection.
As a plumber, I'm sort of starting to warm to you.
You know what? Here's what I think.
What?
As you know, I know how to fly a fighter pilot. I'm a fighter pilot. I can fly a helicopter. I can ride a motorbike. I do all my own stunts. I got a lot I can teach. I'm prepared to teach you all of those things.
Oh, really?
And you can teach me. How to be a
plumber.
Be a plumber.
Okay.
Is that a deal? Because I would love to say, if in my next movie, not only did I do all my own stunts, I did all my own plumbing, man.
All right, if you want to.
Because if there's a problem on set, I will come in and clean it up like the best plumber of all. And you know what? There might be a movie in it, and I'll put you in it.
Okay.
I think this is going to be fantastic.
Oh, that
and you know
good.
What? And you know what?
What?
Not only will I prepare teach you all of those things, and you are going to be a changed person.
Oh, wow!
I am happy to teach you Scientology.
Oh, I gotta go. See ya.
Hey! Wait! Wait! Okay. I guess I just will have to go to the toilet by myself.
Wow, he was intense, wasn't he? That
I didn't mind him.
He
was good. He was good because he's positive about everything.
He is very positive. You have a crack.
I'll have a crack.
33 is the amount of movies that Tom Cruise has been the lead in. He's probably been in hundreds of movies by now, though.
That's my good answer. Yeah, I'm going to say, I think this could be way wrong, but I'm going to say all of his movies put together, box office, $33 billion.
Wow. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
A lot of money.
Here comes our lunch.
Oh, perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
All right. Oh, yeah, no, just put them up here. That's all fine. Yeah, no, we'll take, good one.
Move the glasses.
Good one. Whoa.
Oh, chips.
Yeah. What is the answer, Sam?
His ex-wives, Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes, were all the exact same age when they filed for divorce, 33 years old.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
So it's like one of those guys that gets to a certain point.
Oh, but he would argue it's a coincidence. Reckon it's like numerology where he goes,
hey, man.
Sweetheart. Dahl.
No, he would have talked to his Scientology priest or whatever.
And then,
you know what? I think 33 is the perfect number. That is a sign, man.
So once they turn, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, 33.
Can I speak to you outside? my keys aren't working anymore, Tom.
Yeah,
there's been some changes.
Yeah, I bought you. You know what? I got you a van to put all your stuff in and to drive off and never see me again.
You got a man with a van out there.
It might be a coincidence.
It's a great fact, though.
It's an interesting fact that surely then he's who's he with now?
No, why is he with anyone? All by myself.
Because surely if you knew that and you were 30. Two, you're going, it's only going to last a year.
It's going to last a year. Oh, well, have a bit of fun.
Yeah. So, you know, you're in trouble, but there you go.
Great fact.
Thanks,
Sam.
I would think that maybe the movie, Tom Cruise movie, should give us some money. They should give us some money.
The estate.
The estate.
Well, either get money off him or get sued by Scientology. Something will happen.
Scientology.
Lunch looks good. Better go.